年4月3日，星期三，我们今天非常非常的荣幸的邀请到了我们敬爱的拉达沙朗跑步为我们讲述今天的永恒的 Chaitanya 经的早课，敬请聆听 Hare Krishna。
Jai Jai Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare
Reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, Chapter 16, The Lord's Attempt to Go to Vrindavan.
我们今天继续阅读永恒的 Chaitanya 经 Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, 主想要去吻达文的意图。
So we are back in Beijing.
我们现在已经回到了北京。
After spending 3 months in Sridhar Mayapur,
在 Sridhar Mayapur 度过了三个月的时间以后
This is the longest time I have spent in Mayapur since 1982.
自从1982年以来，这是我在 Mayapur 所度过的最长的一段时间
And it was a wonderful experience.
我有一种
especially, excuse me.
Sorry. Please
it
go ahead.
It was a wonderful experience, especially in being absorbed in chanting the holy name.
这对我来说呢是一个非常的特别的体验，特别是我能够完全的沉醉在圣名之中。
And in getting Vaishnava association.
而且还能够得到 Vaishnava 的联谊。
By being in Mayapur, one can easily realize the kindness of Srila Prabhupada to give us access to the Holy Dhamma.
当我们在 Mayapur 的时候呢，我们就特别能够体验到 Srila Prabhupada 他给了我们这么一个能够接入圣地的路径。
And Srila Prabhupada's kindness spreads even further.By giving us access to the Chaitanya Charitamrita.
Srila Prabhupada, 他让我们能够接触到 Chaitanya Charitamrita, 使他的仁慈呢就能够更深的被传播开来。
Because if one cannot be physically present in the Holy Dham of Sri Mayapur, one can bePresent in the pages of the Chaitanya Charitamrita.
因为如果要是我们不能够亲身的临在于圣地的话，但是呢，我们也可以和 Chaitanya Charitamrita 永恒的 Chaitanya 经的这些书的一页一页的这些纸张在一起。
Now we have been covering.Some very important aspect of the conversations between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the Bengali devotees.
那我们现在呢已经讲述了Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 与孟加拉的奉献者他们对话的很多重要的方面。
Especially in the matter of identifying a Vaishnava.
特别是关于如何去辨别一位 Vaishnava 的话题。
And I mentioned last week that it's very important for us to understand our position as Vaishnavas.
那么在上一周的时候呢，我已经提到了，就是 对于 Vaishnava 的这个位置相对的这种理解是非常重要的。
Srila Prabhupada once said, I wish I was a Vaishnava.
Srila Prabhupada 他经常就说呢，我非常的希望我自己是一位 Vaishnava。
Vaishnava is something very great.
Vaishnava 它是一个非常伟大的称号。
And even though on the spiritual platform, there is no discrimination between one Vaishnava and another.
虽然说在灵性的层面上，对于 Vaishnava 之间，他们是没有任何的区别的。
Just like in the spiritual world, Krishna makes absolutely no difference between a devotee in one rasa or another rasa.
比如说在灵性世界里面 ,Krishna 他对于不同的 rasa, 参与到不同的 rasa 里面的奉献者是没有任何的区别心的。
In other words, between one kind of relationship and another kind of relationship.
换句话说就是一种关系与另外一种关系之间没有任何的区别。
Prabhupada once said, Krishna looks equally to a cow than he looks at Srimati Radharani.
Prabhupada 经常就说 ,Krishna 他是平等的看待一头母牛以及 Srimati Radharani 的。
Because both give the maximum of their love.
因为他们 ,you mean both of them give the maximum love to Krishna?
That's right.
Okay, 因为他们都是把他们同等的量的爱给予了 Krishna.
So, Krishna looks at all the conditioned souls equally.
所以 Krishna 他是平等的看待所有的受条件限制的灵魂的。
But we know that Prabhupada gives the example of the father. The father may have many children.
但是 Srila Prabhupada 也给了我们一个关于父亲的例子，因为父亲他可能有很多孩子。
And to the eyes of the father, all the children are equally loved.
那么在父亲的眼中呢，所有的这些孩子都是被同等的爱着的。
But he may favor one or two of the children who are really outstanding in their relationship with the father.
但是呢，也可能有这么一两个孩子呢，和父亲之间有这种非常突出的这种关系，使得这个父亲呢，可能就会更喜欢这个孩子一些。
And in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna explained this in the 9th chapter.
Sri Krishna 在《薄伽梵歌》的第九章里面就解释了这一点。
That he said, I am not partial to anyone.
他说呢，我不偏心任何一个人。
But one who comes to me with devotion, obviously, I pay attention to that person.
但是呢，如果一个人他满怀着奉爱接近我的话，那也就很显然的，我会对这个人加以更多的注意力。
So when the Bengali Vaishnavas asked Lord Chaitanya, "How do we recognize a Vaishnava?" Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained that on principle, anyone who chants Hare Krishna is a Vaishnava.
所以当孟加拉的奉献者向主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 询问我怎么去辨认一位奉献者的时候，主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 说，总体原则上就讲，任何一个去唱诵 Hare Krishna 圣名的人都被认为是 Vaishnava。
For example, if you sit in a kirtan with hundreds of devotees.
比如说您在一个 kirtan 的场里面和成百上千的奉献者都坐在一起唱诵圣名。
And everyone is chanting Hare Krishna wholeheartedly.
所有的人呢都是在全心全意地唱诵着 Hare Krishna 的圣名。
It's like one voice. Everyone is chanting for the pleasure of the Lord.
大家呢都是为了要取悦主而齐声合唱着。
But among the devotees in that crowd, there may be some new people. There may be some more advanced, maybe some pure devotees.
但是呢，就在整个的这个场里面呢，可能有一些是刚刚新加入进来的奉献者，还有另外一些呢是已经非常的精进的纯粹的奉献者了。
But while the kirtan is going on, one is actually uplifted to the pure platform.
但是呢，就当这个kirtan 在不断的进行的时候呢，那么这些奉献者其实全部都被提升到了一个纯粹的层面。
But when the kirtan is over, everyone may behave differently.
Sorry, Prabhu, there is the last part of the voice is broken. Everyone is what in differently?
May behave differently.
Okay, 但是在这个 kirtan 结束以后呢，也许可能每一个人他的这种行为举止是不一样的。
So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says anyone who chants Hare Krishna should be considered a Vaishnava and should be given respect.
所以释迦牟尼佛就讲到了，就说任何一个唱诵 Hare Krishna 的人都应该被受到尊重。
Now, if a Vaishnava is chanting Hare Krishna constantly with pleasure, then we should offer our obeisances to such a person.
但是如果一个人他是满怀着喜乐的在恒常不断的去唱诵 Hare Krishna 的圣名的时候呢，我们就应该向这个人去致以顶拜了。
And if we meet a Vaishnava who is in complete ecstasy just by hearing the holy name, then we should surrender to that.
但是如果要是一位 Vaishnava 他只是听到了圣名就已经处于极乐的状态的话，那我们就应该皈依臣服于这位 Vaishnava。
So in this way, we have three categories of Vaishnavas.
所以以这样的方式呢，我们作为 Vaishnava 呢就有三个等级。
One is called the neophyte or the Kanishtha devotee.
那么其中的一个等级呢，被称为叫新进入者，也叫 Kanishtha 的奉献者。
One is called the middle or Madhyam devotee.
那么第二点，第二个层面呢，被称为是中间的。Madhyam devotee, Madhyam 的奉献者。
And the other is called the superior or Uttam devotee.
那么另外一个层级呢，被称为叫高级的，或者叫 Uttam 的奉献者。
So the same questions was asked to Lord Chaitanya 3 years in a row.
所以说呢，这同一个问题奉献者连着三年都向主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 询问了。
So on the third year, the Bengali devotees asked the same question to Lord Chaitanya.
所以在第三年的时候呢，孟加拉的奉献者呢又向主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 提出了同一个问题。
And he says, a first class Vaishnava is he who's by presence makes others chant the holy name of Krishna.
他说呢，就是 Prabhu, the first part is broken. What is that? He.
You don't have the text in front of you, huh?
No, I do have the text in front of me, but the voice is broken. I didn't hear the
first. Okay, look at text 74.
Text 74.
Yeah, you can just read the verse. It's one line.
Okay. 那么这个第二章第十六。第二卷第十六章的第七十四十节，所以 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 说，就是头类的奉献者是在场的时候呢，让其他的人都能够唱诵 Krishna 的圣名的人。
So in the purport, Prabhupada quotes Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati.
所以呢，在这节诗的要旨里面呢，释迦牟尼佛就引述了释迦牟尼佛 Saraswati Thakur 的话。
And in the purport, it's mentioned what are the symptoms? How do you know who is a Mahabhagavat? Who is the topmost devotee?
所以在这个要旨里面呢，就提到了我们怎么能够知道一个人他是 Mahabhagavat 的奉献者。
Mahabhagavat means a pure Vaishnava.
那么 Mahabhagavat 的意思呢，就是一位纯粹的 Vaishnava， 纯粹的奉献者。
Who is completely free from material desire？
那他呢是完全的没有了物质的欲望。
Who is constantly chanting the holy name？
他呢会恒常不断的唱诵圣名。
And when people meet such a person, they automatically want to chant Hare Krishna.
那么所以当人一遇到了这样的一位人呢，那他们就非常自然的也想唱诵 Hare Krishna 了。
Now, Prabhupada explains that normally such a devotees, you don't find them everywhere.
那么Srila Prabhupada又解释到了，我们并不能够在任何一个地方能够找到或发现这样的一位奉献者。
They normally stay in a secluded, isolated place, so they will not be disturbed in their meditation.
他们通常呢会让自己处在一个完全僻静的一个地方，因为呢他们不希望被人家打扰他们的冥想。
But for the sake of uplifting people's consciousness, they may step out of their meditation to engage people in the chanting.
但是呢，就是为了要让别人也能够有所提升，他们也许可能会走出他们自己的这个深修之地，然后呢，也让别人能够去唱诵圣名。
So Prabhupada explains that the Mahabhagavat, the topmost devotee, may need to come down to the middle platform in order to be active in spreading Krishna consciousness.
所以说呢，Prabhupada就讲到了。为了使自己能够非常的积极的去传播 Krishna 知觉，那么一位处于 Uttama 的这个层面的奉献者呢，他也许可能要让自己降级到 Madhyam 的这个层面。
And he quotes a verse that says, one cannot understand the value of a touchstone until it turns into gold.
在要旨里面呢，他也就讲到了，他这里面他引述了一个师姐，他说一个人他除非看到了点金石，把一个石头变成了金子之前，他是没有办法意识到这个点金石的价值的。
In other words, we may see a person, but we may judge this person in the wrong way. We may think this person is material.
那么也许呢，我们可能会看到一个人，那么我们呢？就错误地判断了这个人，我们会认为这个人呢，他可能就是一个物质倾向的人。
But actually, when we come in contact with such a person, we become Krishna conscious. It's the same as turning iron into gold.
但事实上呢，就是当我们看到了这样的人以后呢，其实我们就能够转换成具有 Krishna 知觉的人，也就好像是把一块铁给转化成了金子。
So we have many examples in our disciplic succession of our acharyas of Mahabhagavats.
那么在我们的使徒传系之中呢，有很多的 Mahabhagavat 的 acharya 的范例。
And of course, the first example is Srila Prabhupada.
那当然，首当其冲的这位榜样就是 Srila Prabhupada,
who exercise the.activity of a Madhyam Bhakta in order to spread Krishna consciousness all over the world.
那他呢就是按照一位 Madhyam Bhakta 的这个身份在行事的，也就是说呢，他把 Krishna 知觉给传递到了全世界。
Because another characteristic of a Mahabhagavat is that he thinks that everyone is engaged in Krishna's service except him.
那么作为一个 Mahabhagavat 的他的另外一个特点就是他觉得除了他自己之外所有的人都在为 Krishna 做服务。
Why is that?
为什么会这样呢?
Because he sees everyone as a spirit soul, eternal servant of Krishna.
因为呢他看到所有的人都是一个灵性的灵魂，都是 Krishna 的永恒的仆人。
But a Madhyam devotee cannot see this way.
但是呢，一位 Madhyam 处在中间阶段的一位奉献者，他是不是以这样的视野去看的
？Because in order to spread Krishna consciousness, a Madhyam devotee must discriminate.
因为为了要去传播 Krishna 知觉，一位 Madhyam 的奉献者，他一定要有区别，他一定要有分别。
Sometimes devotees they would give reports of their preaching activities to Srila Prabhupada.
那么有的时候呢，奉献者们就要把他们的传教的这个活动要向 Srila Prabhupada 汇报。
And where the atmosphere was favorable, Prabhupada said, yes, go there.
那么当这个环境是非常有利的时候呢，那么 Srila Prabhupada 就说，好吧，就去这么做吧。
And where it was not favorable, Prabhupada said, don't bother going there, go to other places where it's much easier.
但是呢，当这个环境不利的时候呢，舍勒帕帕就说不要把过多的精力放在这个地方，然后去到一个更容易的地方，要去一个更容易的地方。
So in our own service to Srila Prabhupada and our Guru Maharaj, we also have to learn to discriminate.
所以说呢，在做服务的时候，我们的舍勒帕帕的以及我们自己的这些灵性导师们，他们也需要去做出这种分别。
And to discriminate means we have to be very alert to identify this is a good opportunity or this is not a good opportunity.
那么能够有分辨也就意味着我们要非常的警醒的去看到这是一个很好的机会而那并不是一个很好的机会。
Or I should spend time with this person or I will waste my time with this person.
或者说呢，要分别出我应该把我的时间给花在这个人的身上，或者说呢，我不应该把我的时间浪费在这个人的身上。
And in order to discriminate, one has to rise to a new platform where we only think about our own spiritual progress.
那么为了 ，sorry, Prabhu, there was a part of a broken. So means about in order for us to to do this discrimination, that is, so we need to rise. That part is broken. I didn't hear that part.
Yeah, we have to rise above the neophyte platform where we only think about ourselves.
Okay. 那么，所以呢，为了要有这种很好的这种分辨，那么我们必须呢要把自己提升于这个初级阶段之上。
So we see the results.How people take up to Krishna consciousness and how people take up to the chanting based on spiritual advancement.
所以不仅仅是想着自己的这个利益，那么我们呢就可以看到人们如何就是根据这个他们的这个进步的这个程度，可以很好的去进行修炼。
But there is something interesting because sometimes.Even a young devotee will attract a lot of people to Krishna consciousness.
但是有的时候呢，非常的有意思的一件事情就是，即便是一位非常年轻的奉献者，他也能够有力量去吸引很多的人进入 Krishna 知觉之中。
Even though they may not have much knowledge,
也许可能他们并不具备太多的知识。
Even though they may not even discriminate,
也许他们也可能没有办法去分辨。
So how do we explain that?
我们去解释一点呢？
Sometimes you see new devotees, they bring a lot of people to Krishna consciousness.
有的时候我们就可以看到一位新的奉献者，他们能够把很多的人都能够带入到 Krishna 知觉之中来。
Why do you think that is, Danakili?
Me?
Yeah. Have you ever thought about this?
Yes, I did. Well, they have a very natural power.
I think they have a lot of enthusiasm.Which overcomes the material desires.
Okay, 那么Prabhu就说呢，就是之所以他们能够带这么多奉献者的他们之所以能够带这么多人进入到 Krishna 知觉的原因呢，是因为他们有很多的热情。那么这个热情呢，使他们征服了他们自己的物质欲望。
But then what happens is they attract people, but they don't have the spiritual capacity to keep them in Krishna consciousness.
那然后会发生什么事情呢？就是他们虽然有这个能力把人吸引进入到 Krishna 知觉里面，但是呢，他们却没有这种灵性的能力，可以把这些人留在这个 Krishna 知觉之中。
I know someone in Beijing who actually made a lot of devotees, but did not have the spiritual power to keep them.
那我就知道
they had to go and move within the circle of Vaishnavas to actually grow.
那我就知道在北京呢有一些奉献者他们就把很多的这个 新人都带入到了 Krishna 知觉之中，但是由于这些人呢，他又没有这种灵性的力量，使得这些人呢，就必须要在这个 Vaishnava 的其他的一些这个圈子里面呢，去让自己寻找成长的机会。
So in this way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained to the Bengali devotees the distinction between the different types of Vaishnavas.
所以呢，就以这样的方式呢，就 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 向孟加拉的奉献者在解释着要去分别出不同类型、不同的层别的奉献者 Vaishnava.
Now the Bengali devotees know exactly what to do and how to behave.
那么现在呢？这些孟加拉的奉献者他们就明确的知道应该做什么以及如何的去行事了。
And we also know now that we have read this pastime.
那么当我们在读这个逍遥时光的时候呢我们也就知道了。
So when we go through different pastimes of the Chaitanya Charitamrita, we should not think, oh, this is about the people at that time. No.Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami wrote this for us because we can identify with the same situation.
但是当我们在阅读这个 Chaitanya Charitamrita 的这些逍遥时光的时候，我们可不要觉得哦，那么这些故事呢，全部都是为了当时的那个年代的人写的，并不是这样的。那么Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami 呢，他其实是为了我们现在要处于相应的这种同样的这种情况下而写下的这些书籍。
And that's the difference between history book and shastra.
那么这个就是历史书与经典之间的区别了。
Right. History book, they relate to facts and figures of what happened in the past.
事实会省略一些数据，然后告诉我们过去都发生了什么。
But Shastra reveal today.
但是经典呢？它所展现的是绝对的知识，也就是说呢，在几百万年以前发生的这个事情，也依然还会适用于当今。
So we're going to move on with the pastime because in this chapter there are some amazing stories.
那么我们现在呢，要继续往前讲了，因为在这一章里面呢，有很多非常的令人赞叹的故事。
So we know that every year.It was very painful for the Bengali devotees to leave Jagannath Puri and to leave Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
那我们都知道，每一年对于孟加拉的奉献者来说呢，要离开 Jagannath Puri 和离开主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 都是非常的痛苦的一件事情。
They actually had quite an amazing lifestyle, those Bengali devotees.
那么这些孟加拉的奉献者呢，他们有非常的令人惊叹的生活方式。
Because for 20 years, 6 months out of the year, they were not at home.
因为在一连20年的时间里面，一年的6个月，他们都不是在家里面度过的。
1 month walking.
一个月在路上行走。
4 months in Puri.
那么有4个月呢是在 Puri。
And 1 month walking back home.
还有一个月呢，又走回家里面去。
So every year for 20 years, 6 months out of the year, they were not at home.
所以说呢，一连着20年的每一年，他们都有半年不在家里面。
But they could not be separated from Lord Chaitanya.
但是呢，他们却没有办法容忍和主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 之间的分离。
So,When they all left on that, one devotee stayed back.
那么所以当他们都离开了以后呢，有一位奉献者呢就又退了回来。
His name was Pundarik Vidyanidhi.
他的名字呢就是 Pundarik Nityanidhi.
Vidyanidhi.
Sorry, Pundarik Vidyanidhi.
Yes, he is a very special, very exalted Vaishnava.
那么他是一位非常的特别的、非常的崇高的一位 Vaishnava.
And we're going to discover why.
那我们现在呢，就要来探讨一下它为什么非常的特别。
So Pundarik Vidyanidhi was a very good friend of Swarup Damodar.
那么 Pundarik Vidyanidhi 他是 Swarup Damodar 的好朋友。
They had a very intimate relationship.
他们之间有非常亲密的关系。
And they used to absorb Gassin Krishna Katha.
所以呢，他们经常呢就会让自己沉醉在探讨 Krishna Katha 之中。
And Damodar is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's secretary and most intimate.
那么 Swarup Damodar 呢是主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的秘书，然后呢也是主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的非常亲密的同游。
So, if we look at their original eternal identity, we will understand why they are so close to each other.
如果我们要是去看一看他们最原始的身份的话，那我们就能够知道为什么他们之间的关系是如此的亲密了。
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Radha and Krishna.
主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 他是 Radha 和 Krishna。
Swarup Damodar is Lalita.
那么 Swarup Damodar 呢是Lalita.
And Pundarik Vidyanidhi is actually Vrishabhanu Maharaj, who is Radharani's father.
Pundarik Vidyanidhi 实际上呢是 Radharani 的父亲 Vrishabhanu Maharaj.
And Pundarik Vidyanidhi, was also the guru of Gadadhar Pandit.
那么Pundarik Vidyanidhi 呢也是 Gadadhar Pandit 的灵性导师。
And Gadadhar Pandit is Radha's spiritual energy.
Radha's spiritual energy, right?
Yeah.
Okay, 那么 Gadadhar Pandit 呢他是 Radha 的灵性的能量。
So you can see it's all very intimately connected.
对呢，我们就可以看到所有的这些人物，他们其实全部都是非常亲密的连接在一起的。
So Pundarik Vidyanidhi, he attended a very special festival.
那么 Pundarik Vidyanidhi 他就参加了一个很特别的节日。
Where at the beginning of the winter, there is a tradition in Jagannath Puri.Where Lord Jagannath is offered a new chadar.
那在Jagannath Puri 的初冬的时候呢，就会有一个特别的这种仪式，就是主 Jagannath 他会得到一件新的披肩。
And the tradition is that because when you buy a chadar in the market in India, when it's brand new, it's got starch in it.So it's very stiff.
那么在这个 Jagannath Puri 的这个传统上来说呢，就是当你在市场上新买了一个围肩、一个披肩的时候，这个披肩它是被上了浆的，也就是说呢，这个披肩它是很硬的。
And you have to wash it to remove the starch.
所以呢，这件披肩呢就必须要先要洗一洗，把上面的那个浆给它洗掉。
But that year.Pundarik Vidyanidhi noticed that they didn't wash the chadar and they offered that new garment to Lord Jagannath and it was still very stiff.
但是就那一年呢 Pundarik Vidyanidhi 他就注意到了就是这个新的这个围巾在供奉给主 Jagannath 之前呢是没有被洗过的所以说呢就直接把这块布呢就给了主但是这块布呢还是非常的硬。
So he became upset and he started to criticize the pujaris.
那所以他就变得不开心了所以呢他就开始批评 pujari.
And that night he had a dream.
然后那天晚上呢他就做了一个梦。
Where Jagannath and Balaram came and they slapped him in the face.
Jagannath 和 Balaram 就来到了他的面前然后呢就开始扇他嘴巴。
I mean, if you look at Balaram's arms and Jagannath's arms, they're like two little, you know, straightforward arms, and they were slapping him in the face, and Pundarik Vidyanini had red cheeks from the slapping.
如果我们要是看主 Balaram 还有主 Jagannath 他们的这个形象呢，就是他们的两只胳膊是这样往前伸着的，所以呢，他们就用他们这个伸着的这个胳膊呢，就打 Pundarik Vidyanidhi， 然后 Pundarik Vidyanidhi 的这个脸呢，都被他们的这个巴掌给扇红了。
And he was very happy because, you know, you get slapped by Krishna himself. That's a great mercy.
但是呢，他特别的开心，因为如果是得到了 Krishna 亲自的这个扇巴掌的话，那这可是一个特别的仁慈。
But basically, the slapping means mind your own business. You don't live in Jagannath Puri, and you're not my pujari. So just don't get involved with this.
但是其实扇他这个巴掌的意思呢，就是说你又不是属于 Jagannath Puri 的，你又不是我的 pujari， 你为什么要在这儿管这个闲事呢？你管好你自己的事情吧，先。
So in this way.Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami explained that 4 years passed, 2 years were spent in South India, and 2 years were spent in Jagannath Puri.
那么就以这样的这个方式呢 ,Krishnadas Kaviraj Maharaj 就解释了。他说呢就这样就是四年就这样过去了。那么两年呢是在 Jagannath Puri, 另外两年呢是在南印度。
And because Lord Chaitanya wanted to go to Vrindavan, he could not go because Ramananda Roy kept finding excuses why he should not go.
那主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢，他是想要去 Vrindavan 的，但是呢，他就一直没去成。原因是 Ramananda Roy 呢，一直就在找各种各样的理由不让他去。
Now, on the fifth year, the devotees came as usual. They came from Bengal for the Ratha Yatra festival.
那么这第五年呢，孟加拉的奉献者呢，又一次的来到了 Jagannath Puri 来参加这里的弹车节。
But they did not stay the 4 months of the rainy season. They did not stay. Right after the Ratha Yatra festival, they went back to Bengal.
但是呢，这一次呢，他们没有。在这儿停留四个月的时间，他们是在这个Radha Yatra 的这个弹车节一结束以后呢，他们立刻就返回了孟加拉。
So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu thought this is the right time now. Now we'll go to Vrindavan.
然后主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 就想，那现在呢，应该是我去 Vrindavan 的很好的时机了。
So he explains to Ramananda Roy.My desire to go to Vrindavan has very much increased, and because you've been holding me back, I was not able to go, but now I want to go.
然后呢，他就对 Ramananda Roy 说呢，我现在想要去 Vrindavan 的愿望已经越来越强，那么就是由于你一直不让我去，所以呢，我一直就没有去成，可是现在呢，我必须要去了。
Please give me permission.
所以请你允许我去吧。
So this is interesting because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is acting as a devotee, but he is the Supreme Lord. And as a devotee, he is asking permission before he does something.
这也是非常有意思的一件事情。因为主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢，他是作为一位奉献者的这个身份在行事，但实际上呢，他是至尊人格守神。但是呢，就是由于他把自己置身在一位奉献者的这个身份下，所以说呢，当他要去做事情的时候呢，他还要去请示。
In other words, without the blessing of the Vaishnavas, we cannot put one foot in front of the other.
那也就是说呢，如果要是没有 Vaishnava 的祝福的话，那么我们根本就不可能向前迈进一步。
We should always ask devotees for blessings.
所以呢，我们要始终的去向奉献者请求他们对我们的祝福。
So he said, I will go to Vrindavan, and on the way to Vrindavan, I will stop in Bengal to see my mother and to see the river Ganges.
那么所以说他就说呢，他说我呢现在要去 Vrindavan, 那么在去 Vrindavan 的路上呢，我会在孟加拉停留。那么在孟加拉停留的时候呢，我会去拜访我的母亲，以及呢要去 顶拜恒河。
So Sarvabhaumacharya and Ramananda Roy, they decided that now we've been holding back the Lord for so long, it's not good to try to hold him back. We should let him go now.
对，此时呢 ，Sarvabhaumacharya 和 Ramananda Roy 他们就在觉得他们已经这个让主延迟着不去已经这么长时间了。他们觉得他们如果要是再拉着主不让他去的话。那这就不对了，他们现在应该是让主出发去了。
So they suggested to him, now is the rainy season, it's not a good time to travel when it rains, wait for the rainy season to be finished, and then you can go to Vrindavan.
对，他们就对主说呢，他说因为现在啊，刚好是雨季，那么在雨季的时候呢，不太适合旅行，那么等您，就是等这个雨季一结束，您就可以出发去孟加拉了。
So finally the day came. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is leaving Jagannath Puri to go to Vrindavan. This is a big event.
所以终于呢这一天就来了。就 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢要启程离开 Jagannath Puri, 前往Vrindavan。那么这呢是一个非常大的一件事情。
And again he asked the devotees from Jagannath Puri to please give him permission to leave.
所以呢，他又一次的请求 Jagannath Puri 的奉献者允许他离开。
So of course, he did not go by bus or by train or by plane. He walked.
那么当然了，他不是坐着车，或者是坐着火车，或者是坐着飞机去的，他是靠徒步而去的。
And he goes from village to village.
而且呢，他是就是一个村庄一个村庄的经过着这样去的。
So.Some of his associates started walking with him.
那有一些他的同友们呢，就开始加入了他的行踪。
And what's going to happen now is that this is not going to be. This is the whole idea of the. This is why this chapter is called the Lord's attempt. In other words, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is trying to go to Vrindavan, and we're going to discover why he is only trying.
那么这一章的这个题目呢是主Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 要想去稳大问的企图，那也就是说呢他是试着要前往稳大问去的，那我们现在呢将会一点点的去探讨为什么会用试图尝试着要去。
Because actually he won't be able to go to Vrindavan.
因为事实上呢他没有办法去到稳大问。
And we're going to see why.
那我们会看到为什么。
So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is a young sannyasi, is walking barefoot, is going from village to village. You know, he's like a mendicant, he's like a beggar.
那么主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢他是一位年轻的 sannyasi, 他是赤脚行走的，他会从一个村庄走向另外一个村庄的一路全行。那么他的整个的这个展现呢，他其实就像是一个乞讨者的一个苦修士一样。
But while he was in Jagannath Puri, he has exhibited those symptoms never seen before. But now people understand he is the supreme personality of Godhead.
但是呢，他在 Jagannath Puri 的时候呢，他展现出了一些征象。这个征象呢，是在他以前没有展现出来的。那么使人们呢，就能够看出来他是至尊人格受神。
He has met Ramananda Roy.
他见到了 Ramananda Roy.
He has met, finally he has agreed to meet the king.
他后来终于同意了去见那位国王。
He has converted Sarvabhaumacharya into a great Vaishnava.
他把 Sarvabhaumacharya 给转换成了一位伟大的 Vaishnava.
And these are not...You know, simple people, they are very influential people.
那么这些人呢，他们可不是简单的人物，他们都是非常的具有影响力的人物。
So, even though Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is a very simple, austere sannyasi, he is followed by people who live in a very opulent way.
那么所以说呢，虽然主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 他是一位非常简朴的非常苦行的一位这个出家人，但是呢在他的身后呢跟着了很多的 过着繁荣富贵的生活的人。
So, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu arrives at the first village, Ramananda Roy comes to see him, but he is carried on a palanquin.
那么所以呢当初 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 他刚刚来到第一个村庄的时候呢 Ramananda Roy 呢就坐着轿子来探望主。
And his brother brings huge amount of prasadam from the Jagannath Temple.
而且呢他的兄弟呢也从 Jagannath Temple 带来了大量的 prasadam.
So Lord Chaitanya is taking prasadam and then the next day he begins to walk again until he arrives in the capital city of Orissa, which is called Bhubaneswar.
然后主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢他就荣耀了 prasadam. 第二天的时候呢他又继续启程。他就来到了 Orissa 的首都，非常著名的这个地方。这个地方被称为叫 Bhubaneswar。
And then he was invited by a simple brahmana to stay at his home.
然后呢，他就被一位很简朴的一位婆罗门邀请住在他的家里面。
And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was just sleeping in his garden.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢？Sleeping in his garden,
Yeah.
Okay, 主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢就睡在他的花园里面。
But Ramananda Roy has got all these people with him, and wherever Lord Chaitanya is going, Ramananda Roy is bringing all these people and organizing all these prasadam and big tents, and it's a big affair.
那但是 Ramananda Roy 呢，他就一直带着所有的这些人呢，就跟着主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 一起走。那么他呢，会带着很多的这些 prasadam， 还有带着很多帐篷，所以呢，就弄得轰轰烈烈的。
Then Ramananda Roy brings the king.
然后呢 ，Ramananda Roy 呢还把国王也带来了。
So he's in a hurry. He said, "Let me go and see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu."
所以呢，国王呢就特别的急切的要想去见主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu。
Now we know that it took many years for the king to finally get an audience of Lord Chaitanya.
那我们知道，国王是花了很多年的时间才得到了能够去见主的机会。
And finally, he got the audience of Lord Chaitanya, who accepted him actually as a pure Vaishnava.
但是最终呢，他见到了主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 以后呢，主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢，把他接受为一位纯粹的 Vaishnava。
But it's not like the king can see Lord Chaitanya every day, you know, he's still a king. So when he gets an opportunity, he's not going to miss that opportunity.
但是呢，这也并不意味着这位国王他可以天天的见到主，因为他毕竟也是一位国王。但是呢，当他一有机会见到主的时候呢，他可不会放掉这个机会。
So when the king sees Lord Chaitanya, he falls on the ground, he is crying, he falls unconscious, he is reciting prayers,Is all these symptoms are going on at the same time.
那么所以说呢，当这位国王见到了主以后呢，他立刻就会跪倒在主的面前，然后呢哭泣，然后失去了知觉，然后接着呢他又会这个向主去奉上祷文，就会做这一系列的事情。
And Lord Chaitanya is very happy to see him, and he embraces him, and they cry in each other's arms.
那主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢，看到他呢是非常的开心的，他会热烈的拥抱他，然后他们在彼此的怀中哭泣。
So Ramananda Roy was looking at these exchanges between Lord Chaitanya and the king, and he thought, "Wow, this is really very special mercy to the king."
Ramananda Roy 呢，他就看到了。国王和主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 之间的这种应对和交流，他就在想着，哇，这实在是，国王所得到的非常的特别的仁慈。
And from that day, the king got a new name.
那就从那天开始呢，国王就得到了一个新的名字。
He became known as Prataparudra Santrata.
他的名字就变成了这个 Prataparudra Santrata。
One who has been delivered by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
就是一个被主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 所信任的人。
So, there was not just Ramananda Roy and all his entourage, there was not just the king, there were also government officers. They all came to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
所以说呢 ,Ramananda Roy 他不是只身前来的，他后面跟着一系列的这个随从。 那么国王呢也不是单独前往的，他所有的那些政要大臣们也都跟他在一起。
And the king began to give orders to his people. He started writing down a whole list of things they have to do.
然后国王呢就开始给他的这些手下们派任务了，他让他们写下他们必须要去完成的所有的这些事情。
He said, in every place where Lord Chaitanya stays, I want you to build some new homes, 5 to 7 homes. And I want you to store a lot of food in each home.
他说呢，就是每到主 Chaitanya, 马哈巴布所到的那个地方呢，我都希望你们能够建5到7个房子。而且呢，在每个这个房子里面呢，都要存上很多的食物。
Then I want you to take the Lord to each one of those homes, and I want you to guard him day and night.
而且呢，我呢就希望你们能够请主差丹尼姆哈帕布呢，去走访所有的这些房子，其实就这些家庭。然后呢，我要这个全天候的保护他。
Then he said, I want you to get some new boats for each time Chaitanya Mahaprabhu crossed the river. He has to cross the river on a new boat.
还有呢，就是我希望你们能够准备一些新的船只。那每一次当初 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 过河的时候呢，都要坐新的船只过河。
And every place where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is taking bath, I want you to build a memorial.
而且呢，就是每次主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 沐浴的那个地方呢，我们都希望你 serve the memorial 啊
memorial.
I all of a sudden I forgot that word.
You know, a memorial is a place like you build a place so people can remember you.
Oh, okay. 那么就是说每次在这个主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 沐浴的那个地方呢，我们都希望你要在那个地方立起一块纪念碑。
And the king said, I will come and take my bath there, and I will also die there.
I will also die there.
Yeah.
那么他说呢，就是我自己亲自，我也会到那个地方去沐浴，然后呢，我也会在那个地方死。
So, he gave instruction to build amazing places for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to stay.
那么所以说呢，他就让这个主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 能够住到非常的令人惊叹的这些地方。
So wait, it's not finished.
但是这还没结束呢。
When he heard that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was prepared to leave, he began to arrange for elephants with tents on top of the elephants so that the ladies could get into the elephants.
The ladies could get into the elephants.
Yeah, you know, on top of the elephant, you have a little tent, and the ladies, because ladies, when they travel, they're not supposed to be seen by the public.
Yeah.
Because they are the queens.
Yeah, okay. 那么然后呢，他又听说这个主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢要离开了，完了他就说呢，我们还要准备大象，然后呢，在这个大象的上面呢，还要弄这个小亭子，然后呢，使这些女士们就可以躲在这些亭子里面。
So you had all these elephants with the tents on top, and the ladies were all lined up ready to greet Lord Chaitanya when he is leaving.
所以说呢，就是他就准备了好多好多的这个大象，然后大象的这个身上呢，全都驮着这个亭子。那么所有的这些女士们呢，全部都列队的站在那儿，然后就是为了要去欢送主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的离开。
And the next day, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took his early morning bath, all the queens were lined up on the road from a distance, paying obeisances to him.
All the
queens.
Queens. Okay. 那么在第二天清晨的时候，当主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 在河中沐浴的时候呢，所有的这些皇后们全部都远远的列队站着，然后呢向主顶拜。
And just by seeing him, just by looking at the Lord, the queens began to cry and to chant the name of Krishna.
只是看着主的身形，所有的这些皇后们都开始哭了起来，并且开始唱诵起主 Krishna 的圣名。
Just by looking at Lord Chaitanya from a distance, people would get pure love for Krishna.
只是从远远的看着主，人们就能够得到对 Krishna 的纯粹的爱。
So, I mean, it's just amazing the organization just for the simple sannyasi to walk barefoot to Bengal.
那所以说呢，只是为了让这位 sannyasi 能够赤足的穿过孟加拉，所有的这些准备是让人非常的瞠目的。
Actually, this year when we were in Jagannath Puri, we went 1 hour outside of Jagannath Puri to the small village known as Sakshi Gopal.
那么今年当我们在 Jagannath Puri 的时候呢，我们就去到了离 Jagannath Puri一个小时路程之外的一个小村子，这个地方呢是Shashi Gopal 以命名的。
Shashi Gopal is the famous deity that walked.
那么这个 Shashi Gopal 呢是那个可以非常就是可以行走的非常著名的神像。
And then we went on Harinam in a small village nearby.
然后呢我们又去了附近的一个小村子里面去进行 Harinam。
And the place was just so beautiful.
那个地方实在是太美了。
With so many palm trees and coconut trees and tiny little homes.
那个地方呢，有很多的椰子树，有很多的棕榈树，而且有很多的非常精致小巧的房子。
And a very simple road with a small temple.
还有呢，很简单的这个路，路上呢有小的庙宇。
And I was with the Harinam party and with Krishna Kshetra Swami, and we were walking, looking around, thinking this is exactly like being in the Chaitanya Charitamrita.
那么当时呢，我呢就和这个 Harinam 的这个团队在一起。当时呢，我和 Krishna Kshetra Maharaj 走在一起，我们一边走呢，一边就在想，那么这个地方呢？就真正的展现了主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 曾经所待着的那个年，就是所在的那个年代的样子。
There are so many places in Orissa and even in Bengal to this day, nothing has changed since the time of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
那么直到今天呢，在孟加拉，在 Orissa 还有很多的原汁原味的当年主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 所在的时候的那个样子还保留着。
So now the king went back to Puri, the queens went back to Puri.
那么现在呢，国王和皇后呢，全部都回到了 Puri.
But still, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had a whole team of devotees with him, and there were still many arrangements for his meals.
那么主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢，依然呢还是有很多人和他在一起的，而且呢，在他这一路上呢，依然还会有很多的这个餐食的安排。
And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was taking prasadam and chanting the holy name and dancing in ecstasy with the devotees.
那么主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢，他会唱诵圣名，而且呢还会荣耀 prasadam， 并且呢和奉献者们在极乐中翩翩起舞。
And Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami gives the names of the devotees, just a few names of the devotees who were walking with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Krishna Das Kaviraj Maharaj 呢，在这里面就列了几位奉献者的这个名字。那么这些奉献者们呢，会和主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 一起行走。
So you don't have to translate this. It was Paramananda Puri, Swarup Damodar, Jagannanda, Mukunda, Govinda, Kashishwar, Haridas Thakur, Vakreshwar Pandit, Gopinath Acharya, Damodar Pandit.Ramai, Nandai, and many other devotees, it is not possible to count them.
那么刚才帕布他所列出来的这一系列名字呢，就是将和主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 一起行走的这些奉献者。但除了这些奉献之外呢，有很多其他的奉献者也都在一起，但是不可能的把他们的名字都一一列举。
So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was not traveling alone, that's for sure.
那么所以呢，一件非常肯定的一件事情就是朱查泰纳马哈帕布他并不是单独行走的。
And then something happened.
然后呢就发生了一些事情。
And we will find out next week.
那么我们下一周呢会发现，我们下一周会继续讲发生了什么。
So we will stop here and we don't have time for questions. If you have questions, we'll answer them next week. Thank you very much and Hare Krishna.
那我们今天的这个讲课呢就只能停在这里了，没有时间问问题回答问题，所以如果大家有问题的话呢，那我们就留到下一周的时候给大家解答。非常非常的感谢大家， Hare Krishna. Prabhu, Mataji said, Mataji said that there were lots of questions for today, but that she will note all of them down for you to answer them next week.
Okay, next week we will do that. So okay. Thank you very much, Sumukhi Mataji. Thank you, Dana Kelly Mataji, for translating. Thank you to all the devotees, and thank you for the Chaitanya Charitamrita.
那Sumukhi Radha Mataji 呢会把今天的这些问题呢给记下来，然后跑步呢在下一节课的时候呢会给大家回答。那跑步说呢非常非常的感谢 Sumukhi Radha Mataji 为我们安排的这个平台，也非常感谢所有的奉献者的聆听，非常的感谢 Chaitanya Charitamrita 永恒的 Chaitanya 经，非常的感谢。
Dasha Desh Yatra Ki Jai
Jai
Haribo
知音服务员也聆听。各位尊敬的奉献者，那我们今天的早课呢就结束在这里了。非常感谢 Radha Charan Prabhu 为我们的精彩讲述，非常感谢 Sumukhi Radha Ji Mataji 为我们的安排。那么感恩所有的奉献者的聆听，祝大家在 Krishna 知觉之中度过一个美妙的周三。 Hare Krishna。